Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, and show your pup and heal of the starting today is your home. Sharpening your spirit.
That is right. Accept yourself and others and heal your business today. Hi there, this is Cindy Sharp, and you know what it is. It is the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast, where on this particular journey that we take today, it is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business, or as I like to say, your spiritual mission alive, because when you've been called, it's a mission, isn't it? It's a heart mission. Hi, guys. It is Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, and today we have a topic that is going to, gosh, I hope it gets you moving forward. I hope it gets you shifting to a different place on how you're feeling about your business if you're going through some struggle. So if you're going through some struggle, this is the show for you. It's Hot Mess to Spiritual Business Success. So before we get started, let me just share with you a little bit. So Sharpening Your Spirit is a coaching and training company that I head up that helps support spiritual businesses and spiritual entrepreneurs and healers to get out in the world in a big way, heal themselves, heal their business, and together we heal the world. If you need any support in healing your business, or if you're feeling you're really struggling with stepping out with your gift, please come over to sharpeningyourspirit.com. Contact me. I have quite a few different ways to support you. And this is just one of the ways right here on the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show and podcast. So let's get started. Hot Mess to Spiritual Business Success. Wow. Do you know what that feels like? So here, let's just get, you know, clear a few things away. So first off, you've been called and you have a gift, and you want to give that gift. The calling part sometimes can be confusing. You know, you feel like you step out a little bit, then you close the door, and you step out a little bigger, and then you close the door. And there's some things that you have to go through to really get to that place where you're honoring the gift. You're honoring that you're being called. So the first step in starting a spiritual business is getting calm. Allow yourself to sit in that energy of knowing that you're in the right place, that you have this beautiful spiritual gift, and that it, within that gift, you will be moving to a successful place. But it's accepting that gift and getting calm is the very first step to do that. The next step is finding spirit. You know, okay, look, we're all spiritual beings, right? We're humans in this spiritual experience, or spiritual in this human experience. However you want to look at it, it lands both ways just perfect. Sometimes we get a little bit confused here because we're walking that fine line between the human experience and the spiritual experience, and we're trying to do something on both sides of the fence. So let's get really clear on this, and that is to be able to do a spiritual business, you do have to learn some of the human steps, some of the human systems, some of the things that you can blend in your business with your spirituality. But don't forget this. Spirit has your back. Sometimes it feels like a hot mess, doesn't it? It's like, oh my God, I don't know if I should go left. I don't know if I should go right. Then we have these ebbs and flows of the spirituality energy that's going on at the moment. And in that ebb and flow, Some days we feel, woo, charged, and some days we feel like somebody took our charger out and unplugged us, right? So you have many things going on, but step two is making sure you realize Spirit has your back. You're in the right place. Keep moving forward. It's okay. Get calm. Accept that gift. Know that that is a love drop that has been dropped on you for a big, beautiful reason, and that's to do some amazing healing here on this earth. Second, know that Spirit has your back, even in the times where you feel like you're a hot mess, when you feel like I don't know what is the next step to take. Get very in that energy. You know, one thing that I do in my business, and believe me, you know, I come from a corporate world of almost 20 years, and you would think, oh gosh, 20 years in the corporate world, you just walked right out and you knew exactly what to do. But like everybody else, I had things I had to learn. I had to learn to accept my gift. I had to learn to become more systematic. I had to learn that I couldn't just stay in the fairy world and that I had to come into the real world to create a business with some very clear aspects. And what I say to myself on a daily basis, because if I'm doing something new and I don't know how to do it, I'd say, hey, Spirit, I don't know how to do this, but I know you do. And I'm willing to lean into you and to allow you to help me and support me in taking the next step. And then guess what? Take the next step. That's a big part. You know, you can ask Spirit for a whole bunch of stuff. The action, you know, certainly helps tremendously. The next thing is get very clear. You know, get clear. To move from that hot mess to really feeling like you're getting your business to a spiritual, successful business, get very clear. What is it that you do? Who is it that you serve? How is it that you serve them? What is it that you do? Who is it that you serve? And how is it that you serve them? Be very clear. The universe works really well with clear messages, and so does our human side. Our human side, when it knows and it sees a plan in the future, when it knows what the next steps to take, it makes us feel safe. It makes us feel like we're in an energy of trust, that we can move forward. But when we get ourselves in that energy of the hot mess and that energy of, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen here, guess what happens? We're in the energy of hot mess and we don't know what's going to happen. So get clear. And I would just get clear on those three things if you're just starting a business. Now look, there's a lot of things to get clear on. There's systems. There's how are you going to bring people in the door? What are you going to do when they get there? What are you going to do when they leave? There's all these things to get clear on. But if you're starting a business and you're in that process of I got to move from this hot mess and I need to shift myself to a more successful mindset, heart set, and a more successful energy that you're sharing with Spirit, get clear on those three things. And that is, what is it you do? Who is it that you serve? And how is it that you serve them? Those are very simple. I would write those down, by the way. And then last but not least, which is really, really important, is getting started. You know, a lot of times what we do when we want to step out and do something unique and different in our life, and, you know, starting a spiritual business is definitely unique and different. I can say that, you know, knock on wood here. definitely different because you're, you know, you are blending two energies, the human and the spiritual. But get started. Make sure that you're moving forward. Don't allow yourself to get in that hot mess energy and then not take action. Action really, a lot of times, is the healer of all healers. Because as we all know, we are here in the now. In this now, it's going to be a different now than it is 10 minutes from now, 10 hours from now, 10 days from now. By taking action, you're moving yourself into the flow of what Spirit has for you. The divine has a plan for you, but you have to get started. You have to open up the closet doors and get yourself out. And then one thing that I want to leave us with today, and as you know, this is a 15-minute show, so we're giving you some fast, quick information so you can get moving forward in a beautiful way with your spiritual business. But, you know, a lot of us kind of come from that hot mess energy. Gosh, I'm going to be one of the first ones to say hot mess energy is definitely something that I kind of carried around with for years. And I'm not going to tell my story because I've done that many times on this show. I really don't want to get into my own hot mess energy. What I want to say is I don't care how badly you feel that your feet are stuck in cement. I don't care how badly you feel like, oh, my God, in this moment, you know, I just can't even focus, let alone take a step. What are you talking about, Cindy? You know, I just have some struggles. I've had a life of struggle. I've had some things to overcome. I've had some abuse, some loss. I come with some fear. And even though I know I'm a spiritual being, I know I'm being called. I am being called by the divine. I'm still so afraid. And that puts us in that hot mess energy. Well, guess what? That is the reason you're being called. Because as you go through this business, you will not only heal yourself, you will heal others that have gone through the same thing you've gone through. So find a way to release that fear, to pull in the love, and get your message out there by doing these four things. Staying calm and accepting your gift. Finding spirit, even in the moments that it doesn't feel like spirit's there. Just lean into spirit and say, I don't know how to do this, but I know you do. Get very clear. How do you serve people? Who do you serve? And what is it you do for them? And the what is it you do for them is, what is it you want them to walk out the door with? It's not about the physical thing that you do for them. It's about what is it, the energy that you want them to walk out the door with. And then last but not least, you can move from the now energy of hot mess over to the energy of spiritual business success, doing one thing. Taking action, moving, move out in the flow, move it forward in your business in a big, fat, loving way. Because guess what? The universe is waiting for you. Guess what? Right around the corner, there's somebody that needs your healing gift. Right around the corner, there is somebody that needs your healing gift. And if you're staying in the hot mess, you're never going to bring them to a healing success in their life. So that is our show for today, Hot Mess to Spiritual Business Success. Your takeaway for today is to look at those four places and see, where are you getting stuck? Is it getting calm and accepting your gift? Is it leaning into spirit and finding spirit and leaning into spirit and allowing spirit to have your back? Is it getting clear? Have you not gotten clear in those three places? And are you not taking action? Are you sitting in the hot mess and not taking action, which happens a lot? I have to tell you, a lot of people do that. So that's our show for today. What I'm going to ask is that after you find what those things are, is let me know. Share that with me. You know, you can go over to Facebook and find me. You can go over to sharpenyourspirit.com. You can put a message here on the show page. Whatever works for you. There's also on YouTube a video with some more information on this exact same topic of discussion, hot mess to spiritual business success. So go over and find the Sharpeners channel and follow us over there. Because you know what? That's what I'm here for. I'm here to support you. And I do that in many different ways. And one way is when you're really ready to step out big, when you're really ready to say, okay, I'm ready to step into spiritual business success, is I coach people. I have a beautiful coaching program that brings them from the baby steps into taking big leaps. So contact me on sharpenyourspirit.com and let's talk about that. There you go. That's our show today. It is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business, or like I say, mission alive. And I am so hoping that today some of this information helped you release your own hot mess and get you into action in your business in a big, beautiful, loving way. Because like I said, people are waiting out there for your gift. Okay, you know how it ends, everybody. It's love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye now.